Thank you for joining Talking About You with Extra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your car accident radio channel. Talking About You with Extra's radio show welcomes you. Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or car accident experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your journey. And you never need to travel this path alone. You can read, watch, or listen with me at any time. Stages of personal injury after a car wreck starts with unbelief, confusion, pain, and suffering. Reality of situation eventually sets into the mind. Worries about today and tomorrow weigh heavy against goals and dreams. One day, the sun does come out, and possible opportunities become thoughts of hope. A determination to move beyond the circumstances builds creative ideas to confront life's struggles. A later state to persevere continues relentlessly when a new season of recovery or restoration arises. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today for Stages of Personal Injury After a Wreck from Seattle, Washington, USA. Today's agenda includes the initial shock and disbelief when realities of injuries sink in, money matters, auto insurance and employer requests, and self-rediscovery. The initial shock and disbelief of serious collisions is traumatic for most. Depending on the situation, even fender benders can also leave their marks. If you felt invisible behind the wheel of a vehicle, this will be a time where farewell to those ideas come front and center with the reality of being involved in a car accident. Who, me? Couldn't be. Becomes, oh no, it just happened to me. What just happened? Yes, it is real. Where did all this pain come from? Ouch! This really hurts. Will I be okay? Is everyone all right? What about the people in the other car? In fact, can I even get up? Yes, depending on the circumstances of the collision, this is a list of questions which is absolutely endless. Especially that nagging question faced after so many lives' tragedies. Why did this happen to me? And if you had a mother such as mine, whose words echoed through your mind, why not you? Life experiences happen to everyone, and we cannot always choose the good and the bad. Another lesson learned is no matter what the struggle may be, not to give up, to keep moving through the journey until complete. Frankly, this is perhaps one of the biggest struggles most people face in life, having the determination to make it from pain and suffering to the side of recovery and healing means a life lesson well learned. Personally, I've found many experiences gained are applicable to many different areas in life. These eye-opening challenges bring insight to the heart and build courage rarely tested in other ways. In situations such as these, most injured will have to make a decision relating to one's health, job, finances, family, and another list that could be endless, especially when addressing more and more unexpected troubles. After coming out on the other side of this journey, not only will you know more about yourself, but insurance companies, health professionals, attorneys, state and federal legal systems, family, friends, coworkers, and yes, another endless list. Personal growth through this process is developed and a greater awareness of life experiences, both welcomed and unwelcome changes, for many injured are experienced. Self-esteem sometimes takes a hit initially if loss reduces previous abilities. Don't be discouraged. Most people find a way back towards restoration. When unfamiliar with the stages of personal injury after a car wreck, even more stress can be added to an already difficult situation. Therefore, the keys in getting through this journey is being patient with yourself and conditions and keeping expectations in alignment with current, not past, abilities. Knowledge about the stages of personal injury does not stop the process. Hopefully, it will help understand what you are going through and recognize some of what is happening. And realize there are options and support if you need it in order to successfully navigate the car accident process. Keep in mind, others have made it through this process, and so can you. Pain after injury typically increases significantly before decreasing. The next morning after a collision can be one of the most shocking in life. Feeling scream of pain even before the eyes are open with no relief in sight is something injured or not equipped to feel. Nonetheless, imagine. Yet this very real experience for many starts the journey of an unknown path of suffering for many days to come. This experience can be equated to someone explaining childbirth without the experience. Until you've been there, it might be difficult not only to explain, but personally understand for yourself. The key is to learn about sustained injuries and, if possible, talk with others who have experienced similar circumstances. Some of the most comforting times and peace can come from these interactions. For one reason, people further along in the journey can help prepare you for what is to come. The descriptions of what is happening within is communicated in a variety of ways, yet it is well understood by those with those experiences. Also, this is a good way to stay informed about research and new methods to deal with the issues. This also provides opportunities to share experiences with others coming up behind you. No one can walk through your shoes during this journey, but information and support can make it easier to bear. Laughter can be uplifting, so add comedy shows to help keep a positive attitude. Yes, life will get better. Just keep trying. Be thankful for another opportunity for life and use it to the best of your abilities. Just as the shock of pain and suffering entered your life, there will be a time where it leaves, or you learn how to deal with the pain. Either way, your life journey will continue. This may be a new way of learning, a transformation time, and gifts of understanding and compassion for others involved in a collision. By this time, a routine of medical appointments have been established and more is being learned about your condition. Hopefully, by this time, you've had the opportunity to do a little research on your own about the condition and have a better understanding of what can be expected through the journey. Most people have been off work for a time now and are beginning to worry about their position and when they will be able to get back to work. This also means for most, more bills are coming in with less money to pay for them. In addition to old bills, new medical bills are coming in. The life pressures for the injured begin to add up. More worries to an already stressful situation. Stress is one of the major ways recovery is slowed down. But how can most people not worry when one can see an avalanche coming their way in terms of troubles they are currently unable to tackle? In my opinion, this is when a decision must be made to do your best and let the other things go by the wayside. Can you be proactive? Yes, you can. Will it always relieve your worries? No, it will not. Yet the best thing you can do for recovery is to still get your rest and be patient with restoration. Time will eventually be on your side if given the opportunity to heal. You cannot anticipate how the future will go. Talking with others who have gone through the process will help recognize where you are. Life is full of gains and losses, and in most cases they do go hand in hand. Most injured are just one paycheck away from financial problems, and insurance companies and employers know this. And unfortunately, instead of helping injured move through the process by making it easier financially for them, some make it more difficult by holding back needed financial support for the injured. How can these companies call themselves good faith insurers when acting in bad faith? Most policyholders want only to return to their old way of life, which, frankly, most have worked hard to get to, and hold on to their dreams for the future. Insured civil rights legislation approved by Congress could reduce this by requiring insurance companies to pay claims within a reasonable amount of time to eliminate excessive stress due to being in a collision. Policyholders' premiums should equal fair benefit settlements in a reasonable amount of time. This also includes employee benefits supplied by employers. The Affordable Care Act has helped people to have access to health care. There are some things our government should be doing, and this is protecting citizens from private companies who are more interested in their bottom lines than doing the right thing by their policyholders who have the expectations of protection they have been paying premiums on. It will take each citizen calling our Congress at area code 202-224-3121. Again, Congress's number is area code 202-224-3121, and just saying, I support insured civil rights legislation to protect policyholders. Otherwise, these decade-old tactics of delays, denials, or claim terminations will continue. If you've been hurt by these practices, be sure to share them with other policyholders. Let them know bad faith practices can happen and will happen to some of them. Initially, most policyholders believe that auto insurance and employers are working with them to deliver benefits under the contract of insurance claims agreed to when signing up in case of an unexpected event. Individuals usually work with these companies, supplying any information that they request to process the claim. However, in some cases, after a while, the injured recognize their tactics to be just those to delay or deny legitimate claims. Most are surprised these corporations would act this way. Fortunately, this does not always happen. There are good faith insurance companies out there, so definitely be in search of them. Who needs more problems after a collision? Who wants to fight a multi-billion-dollar company who has been in business for decades and knows how to get away with mistreating policyholders? These companies have tons of lobbyists used to further their causes against policyholders. This is why it's important for insureds to get behind insured civil rights legislation to protect these rights. Otherwise, more and more disabled or injured people will spend their life living in poverty. Call Congress and say, I support insured civil rights. That's it. It's simple. An equal playing field changes people's lives. The sooner Congress agrees, changes need to be made to the insurance industry, the better this will be for policyholders. Don't take it for granted that auto insurance or employers will do what is right and pay policyholders because some won't do the right things. The higher the claim values, the more difficult it will be to get them to pay out, in my opinion. Pay attention to their actions and prepare as much as possible for a rainy day coming on the horizon. Self-rediscovery occurs after an injury. Things you may have thought was important before might change. Health taken for granted may now be a top priority, and things that used to be significant may take a back seat. As mentioned before, a new awakening may be now in full view. Expectations, personal values, physical and mental importance may have all changed. A new life direction may have taken place. There is something about having your life uprooted which creates a reevaluation not only in life purpose, but life value and life dreams. It's as if life hits a reset button. This does not only happen with collisions, but other traumatic events. They don't necessarily have to be bad. It can be good things, too. None of us know what will come in life today or tomorrow. What we can continue to do is to enjoy the good things that come our way, get through the hard times, and continue to learn and grow through anything on our journey. Be sure today to contact Congress at 202-224-3121 and say insured civil rights legislation can help policyholders receive fair and equitable settlements. All you need to say, it's simple. Just call and say, I support insured civil rights legislation and ask them to do the same. I, Estra, have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Assurance Company, Social Security, Disability, and S&C Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Always remember, there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's car accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there, and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's car accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision. And my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions. And it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You will also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's great as a gift or personal use. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. I also want to thank Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the song Midnight Run by OK. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.